Who's excited for Canmore Uncorked? I am. The return of the big food festival, award-winning food festival. They sold out events, they filled up the restaurants, and turned what's usually a slower month, a shoulder season month for our local dining establishments into something pretty profitable.
And not just for restaurants. Retail, art galleries, hotels. The town was busy. Mm-hmm. And I think what we've seen since last year's Uncorked, everyone's noticed that we've been busier. And I think that's from the exposure that Uncorked brought, because it wasn't about mountains. Sports. It was about mountain culture.
And a mountain food.
And mountain
food. So much food. The word is out about Canmore Uncorked, and people are already making reservations. In fact, some of the restaurants, from what I've heard, are reporting, like, say, weekend dates. People are already reserving and booking up all the tables in the restaurants. Some of the special events, the long table dinner, can't get tickets anymore, all sold out. Two of the four progressive dinner tours, they're all sold out. Craft beer festival's all sold out. The wine festival's almost sold out. We've also got the whiskey festival. We got the culinary symphony, which I think is going to be a really unique and cool event.
Nobody knows what is going to happen.
Music and food paired together.
Cutting edge, breakthrough, culinary experimentation. Mm. And a lot of people who are in the know from Calgary in the food industry are going to be there. And we need the tickets to sell because we want to make it a success.
CanmoreUncorked.com. Last minute Canmore. That's what we're always about. You know, anyone who organizes an event is like, well, I have none of my tickets sold. And then they all sell like the day before. You can't do that with Canmore Uncorked this year, because I think the Calgarians, who aren't necessarily as last minute as us, as well as I think some locals, are snapping up those tickets right now.
I know Todd at Sage Bistro in the Wine Lounge has a Sips and Sabres event on the 7th that he's thinking about canceling because the ticket sales have been so slow.
What?
Let's just say this is one of the most legitimate ways you can use a sword, is to open a bottle of bubbles.
Awesome.
And I've done it, and it's amazing.
That's what makes Canmore Uncorked so cool, is everyone's gotten on board. Everyone's doing something interesting. You've got cooking classes all over town as well. There's just so much happening. It's all food related, and it's just really showing off all the cool dining establishments we have here in town.
Over 50 businesses. Pick up a passport, because there's lots of little things. Because, like, I eat lunch out a lot in downtown Canmore, and there's a lot more things on offer for a lunch person. All the specialty wine stores, community cafe, Edible Life, and we couldn't even cover it if we had an hour, but we can cover it in 12 days with our bellies.
That should be the new slogan for the event. CanmoreUncorked.com for all the details.